escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome back Karen Krause. Karen is the executive director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. Hey there, Karen. Welcome back to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi, Gary. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having us back.
Yeah, I love to get to talk to you this time of year because what's coming up is something very special. It's the Catio Tour.
It is. We like to say it's the best cat event of the summer. Now, it could be up for discussion with others. We're open to it. But okay. It is a really, really fun way to wrap up the summer with a fun outdoor exploration, cat-themed event. It's very fun.
Yeah. Catios seem to be becoming very popular.
They're definitely more common, right? There was a time where people didn't know what the term was, and I think there might still be some people wondering and scratching their heads. So we will say it's cat plus patio equals catio, outdoor cat enclosure for your cat, keeps them safe and prevents them from being able to get to wildlife. So it's a win-win. And yeah, this is our 13th annual Catio Tour.
Awesome. What are the dates this year?
It is on September 6th.
Okay.
And on the tour, it's self-guided. So anybody who wants to come on the tour, you purchase a ticket. They're $15 each. And you get to go to each of the catios on the tour. There's eight. Four of them are in Lake Oswego. Two are in Southeast. And two are in Milwaukee. So it's a nice kind of a different area for the tour. And really, really, truly unique, interesting, I think inspirational ideas on this year's tour.
Well, can't wait to check it out. So this is all part of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. So maybe we should explain what is the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon?
So Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon is a high quality, high volume spay neuter clinic for people who are feeding feral and outdoor stray cats. And we will spay neuter vaccinate, and it's all for a donation. We don't have a fee for that service, but it's for the kitties who are outside, who are not part of your family, who are not coming indoors, but are outdoors, you know, breeding. And we want to make sure that there's a humane way for them to not only improve the lives of the kitties who are out there, because once they're spayed or neutered, they will live healthier lives, but also prevent future generations from living in that same existence outdoors, which is, you know, they will get by, they won't thrive, They need somebody to look after them and provide food. So the people who are bringing their cats to us are feeding the cats, providing water, oftentimes some shelter, and they just don't want more kittens, right? The cats multiply quickly. In our climate, they can have up to 3 litters a year.
Wow.
So you can find yourself feeding a cat or two in the spring and 16 by the end of the summer and feeling a bit overwhelmed. It's certainly not what you wanted. You know, you didn't want it. You know, the cats probably didn't want it. You can't find any more homes for those kittens, or the kittens weren't friendly to begin with. So we really provide a really critical safety net to cats in our community. And we're grateful that Portland supports animals and is there to make sure that our services, you know, together is provided for a suggested donation of $50. So, yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't have picked a better town to be in than Portland, the animal-loving capital of the world.
Right? Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And since COVID, you know, I think anybody with an animal has seen that veterinary prices have really gone up. And there's quite a bit of delay sometimes if you want to get your pet cat spayed or neutered. And what can happen in that window is the cat actually gets pregnant. So we just know there's a greater need. We're on target to help over 8,000 cats this year.
Wow.
And it's kind of busier than ever. And again, we're grateful to the people who are feeding kitties they didn't ask for. And we're really grateful to the community for supporting our work.
Tell us what exactly a feral cat is. What is it meant by a feral cat?
So feral is untamed. It's just fearful. And you can have any domesticated animal that's acting more like a wild animal will be termed feral. So feral cat is one who's, you know, hissy, standoffish, keeps their distance. But there can be feral dogs. Might have seen those when people go traveling. It's more common in probably not in the Portland metro area. You'll see a feral dog. But there are feral cows, feral pigs. So domestication is really where we take away a lot of the resources from animals for them to fend for themselves and live on their own. And when we domesticate them, we make a promise that we're going to take care of you because we've eliminated that ability for them. And when it comes to feral cats, they could be born to a cat who's not friendly to a feral cat, right? They could be an abandoned house cat who gets really scared. They have a litter. The kittens aren't around people. And now you have your first generation feral cats. And so I like to say that feral isn't it's not a breed, right? So once feral, not always feral. So if you get a kitten who's feral, you can tame them, particularly, you know, before they're 8 weeks is the easiest window of time. So anybody listening who's got kittens, you know, that are really little and aren't quite socialized, make sure you're playing with them and feeding them, you know, hand feeding them, playing music, handling them, making them as friendly as possible, because then they can find a home later and they will no longer be feral. They'll be friendly the rest of their life. Or you could have a friendly house cat who goes outside, spends a bunch of time alone, is scared, and becomes pretty fearful. And for many years or much of their life, they might really be seen as a feral cat, even though they're not. If they have the opportunity, maybe they become a little more friendly. And also when you spay and neuter, the cats can really change when the hormones have adjusted in their system. You can find a pretty tough tomcat in your neighborhood who becomes big, friendly, wants to sit on your lap kitty. So you never know.
Yeah. We're talking today with Karen Krause, Executive Director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. Now, as you say, one of the services that the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon provides is spay and neuter. But if it's a feral cat, wild cat, how do you capture that cat?
Oh, it's a great question. We highly, highly encourage, and in fact, we request that the cats come to us in a live trap. It's a humane live trap. So it's a box. It's a rectangle. And with a trip plate, the cat goes inside, the door closes behind, they're safely contained within that trap. We have several hundred. We loan them out to people who are bringing cats in for spaying and neutering. So it's a deposit. There's not a charge to use the traps. We teach people how to use them, how to successfully catch all the cats they're feeding. And it's safer for the cats. You know, if you're listening and you're feeding cats outside and you think, I do not want to trap the cat, that just seems scary. Remember that the if you wanted to catch a scared cat and squeeze them into a carrier, that's a pretty scary endeavor. And the cat very, very likely will get frightened and become, you know, six legs to not get into that carrier, just like your pet cat.
And all claws.
But, right? And you are potentially going to get bitten or scratched or both. And you're scary. So if you're trying to create a bond with that cat in your backyard that you're feeding and you don't want to break the bond by trapping, you will scare them even more when you physically are engaged in that activity. Now you're untrustworthy. But if they use a live trap, the trap caught them. You didn't. Oh. You're not scary. So you will help maintain your bond. You will risk far less chance of being bitten or scratched. And our medical team, who handles a lot of cats in a day, is much safer handling those cats as well when they're in a trap. So for that reason, we teach the community how to trap their kitties and bring them in for surgery.
Okay. So after the cat is trapped, it's up to, like, if I trap the cat, then it's up to me to bring it in. You guys don't come and get the cat?
Yeah, you'd make an appointment ahead of time. So Okay. It's all appointment based. So you call in, we'd make sure that this isn't a house cat. We'll give you other resources if your cat doesn't qualify for our services. But then once you have an appointment, we'll set up your trap pickup appointment. And then you pick up the traps, we'll show you how to use them. You'll bring the cats in the day of their appointment. We'll do our services throughout that day, and you'll pick the cats up later that afternoon.
Okay.
We'll give you go-home instructions, and when the cats are awake, and typically the next day, you'll re-release them to where you're feeding them. And the whole system is called Trap, Neuter, Return.
Okay. I know you guys are pretty busy with your services. How long does it take to get an appointment right now?
You know, it kind of comes and goes. Every once in a while, you could call me lucky if somebody needed to reschedule. But I would say right now they're probably booking about 3 weeks out.
Okay.
But that's okay, because right now you'd still be able to get your traps and get acclimated and get your cats for your appointment.
Okay. What other services does the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon provide?
You know, we really have focused. This is our 30th year, actually, in operation. So, again, so grateful to Portland for being so supportive. We have focused on spaying and neutering feral and stray cats the entire time. And prior to COVID, we did introduce pet cats, and we were doing some pet cats for a while. But the need is so prevalent since COVID that no one else is providing that level of care that we are, that we don't want to reduce that care for the ferals in order to bring pet cats into the mix, because the pet cats can go to somewhere else and the ferals really, really don't have that same opportunity. So we've stayed very true to our mission, which is to improve the wellness and reduce the populations of feral and stray cats. But we build some shelters, and we give those out in the winter when people need places to keep the cats safe or warm and dry. When people bring their cats in for spaying and neutering, we do have a food bank that we provide them some food to make sure the cats go back and can recover and have some nutrition. We also have an educational arm, and that is part of the Cats Safe at Home program, which is behind the Catio Tour. So the Cat Safe at Home program is where we've partnered with Bird Alliance, and which was formerly Audubon.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have partners in both county shelters because they see the stray animals in the community. And together, the Cat Safe at Home program is intended to encourage people to keep their pet cats safe at home, which will reduce the number of stray cats, which will then reduce the number of feral cats, which will help reduce the surgery need on our end. It will keep cats safe at home so they're not being injured or getting lost or any other harm that can come from kitties who are outside on their own. And then, of course, it protects wildlife. So the Cat Safe at Home is saying, hey, if you can keep your cat safe at home, then you're going to put less strain and stress on our local wildlife that really does need the support of all of us.
How can you tell if there's a cat in your neighborhood and you don't know if it's feral or if it's already been fixed or whatever? How do you know that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the first thing we would encourage you is to talk to your neighbors. If you're seeing the cat, they probably are too. And then they're going to know, maybe they've lived there longer than you, or maybe they know different neighbors than you do. And they're going to know maybe somebody moved in, somebody moved out, or it's an animal nobody's seen, or somebody's been feeding for 20 years and you've never seen, right? So you really start locally and asking your neighbors and finding out what they know about the cat. And then if you're inclined and you're like, well, I'm worried, they're in my yard all the time, and you start feeding the cats, then you're making a commitment. And if you really can't find anybody else in the community that's feeding them, then you could trap the cats and bring them in, get them spayed, neutered, and then continue feeding them. The tricky part is that if you're feeding them because you're convinced that they don't have a home and you haven't talked to your neighbors and your neighbors are feeding the cat, well, a hungry cat's not going to go in your trap, right? So if they're feeding the kitty, then chances are other people are engaged in the cat's welfare. But do watch. I mean, if you've seen the cat for a while and they're looking kind of scraggly or really skinny, or they just, you know, you do find out that somebody moved away or someone new moved in, then you go meet that person, or you can, as your neighborhood, even take on looking after the cat or cats.
Okay. You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking with Karen Krause, Executive Director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. Karen, let's talk more about the Catio Tour. Love that. When is it?
It is on September 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have 8 catios on the tour this year. And in that four-hour window, you're able to, we'll give you a guidebook once you sign up, and then you can look through and see which ones of those catios you want to see. Maybe you want to see them all. They are, every one of them is unique. None of them are going to repeat. You are going to learn so much. It's really, again, we've done it, this will be our 13th year.
Wow.
And I think the variety is amazing this year.
Why do you think, what's your recommendation on why people should do a catio, build a catio on their house, and what are the benefits for the cat?
Well, there are definitely people who have adopted a cat from the streets that kind of always wants to go back outside. And maybe your heart's a little worried about that. Maybe you're not in a safe place. There's too many cars. It's just not really what you prefer. Well, when you have a catio, your cat still gets to go outside and have fresh outdoor experience, but they're safe. Or maybe you've got an indoor kitty and you really want to encourage them, you know, kind of enrich their life. Then you build a catio and that gives them that safe outdoor time. And we ask people who build catios if they've seen a behavioral change. And in every case, they will mention that cats that were fighting are no longer fighting. Mm-hmm. The cats who are door dashers are no longer at the door trying to get out every time you open the door. And they just find that the cats in general feel calmer, that they have that space. So if you are thinking, oh, you know, I don't know, I'm on the fence, the catio tour is a great way to see how other people resolved where they put a catio, why they built a catio, how they built a catio, what part of the yard they used. It's a great way to kind of feel out what you're truly, are you ready? Are you interested? Or is it too soon? Yeah. But for the most part, you're going to find that your cats are pretty happy and calmer. And it's definitely a great way to enrich their life, keep them safe, and definitely keep wildlife safe.
Some of these catios get to be pretty elaborate, don't they? Tell me about some of them.
You know what? They can. And right, who doesn't love, you know, Street of Dreams is about dreaming and seeing what's possible. Well, the catio tour has both. The catio tour, and if you went on Street of Dreams this year, they also had dreamy houses and they also had realistic houses. So I think it's pretty similar. Yes, they can be very elaborate and they can be anything. If you're creative, it can be made out of materials someone else would never think of. Like one year we had bicycle rims and he tied those together with netting and made a beautiful catio out of bicycle rims because he repaired bicycles. And we've had someone with a metal catio because someone in their family was a welder. And we've, of course, there's lots of carpenters. You'll find lots with wood for sure. But they can have overhead walkways and they can have, you know, wrap around your house or go under the eave. Or if you can think it, you can make it.
And it just sounds like something a cat would absolutely love.
Yeah, this year's tour, in fact, there's a catio that's up in the trees.
Oh,
it leaves their house from an upper window. It hangs up in the trees. They built it themselves. It's beautiful. And then it goes out to a tree and it wraps around the tree and has a nice structure. And the cats go running through the catio and then run around that circle at the end. But they get height, right? And a lot of cats enjoy being high up and assessing what's going on below. It's really unique and it's actually strung across on wires. So I kind of feel like Swiss Family Robinson or something where it's really unique. And that's a pretty exciting thing. And if you've got a yard where you could have something above, that would be inspiring. No question. We have a catio that, wraps completely, well, not completely, three sides around their patio, which is really nice. So instead of maybe just using your patio as a space for you and your cats, they have a landing spot that the family can go inside with their kitties if they want. But the whole catio then wraps around their patio. So when they're outside, their cats are safe and they're right there. It's just really a nice way to have them with you outdoors, but safely. There's another catio that is the home is in an old church. So it still has the structure of an old church, but so on the outside, it has those kind of elongated windows that kind of come to a point. And the catio follows that shape all the way down the side of that house.
Oh, great.
It is really, really unique and very interesting. And it's a great way, especially if you've got a house and you want it to be over a window. Well, now you can see really what's possible on a creative level as well. We've got people that have built a catio and then decided they wanted a second catio. And so how they connected those two and how they utilize that space with their cats, which is pretty cute. It's really nice. We have one that's underneath a back porch. It's actually on part of the porch, and it's just tucked into a corner that they really weren't using. And it's beautiful space for people and cats. Another individual is a contractor, and he built one that is, I joke, I'm like, you know, when the big storm comes, you'll be safe in there, right? It he shows like how to put the footings, how to really keep that as a safe environment. And so that's pretty cool. We have a mid-century one, really designed by some designers and really interesting. Really, that's the kind you look at like, that looks like a mid-century catio. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So I think we have something for everyone on this tour.
Okay. Tell us again the date and time for the catio tour this year.
It is on September 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is self-guided, so you don't have to go to all eight if you don't want to, but a lot of people do try to go to all eight of them.
Yeah.
And we have the catio that's the church-shaped one. It's actually created by Catio Craftsman, and he's a really dear friend of the program. And he also built a portable catio that we will have at that same site for folks who are interested in having a catio but don't want it too elaborate, or are renting, or maybe in a condo situation. So okay. We will have some portable options that folks can take a look at. If you're just not in the place or able to build something that's more permanent. And he will be on site as well for asking some questions. So that kind of gives you a broad idea that there is really something for everyone.
Yeah, it's a great way to get some ideas on whether you want to do it or if it, maybe you physically can't do it in your living space. Where's the best place to get more information about the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon and the Catio Tour?
So Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon, the best place is feralcats.com. And if you're interested in the catio tour, you can get to it through the feralcats.com website. I'm sure there's a link on the Bird Alliance as well. They are really strong partners in this. So if you're a birder and you're listening, you know, do make sure you check them out. It's been in their different publications as well. Or you can go to the website, which is our combination site, which is cats, plural, catssafeatHome.org.
Okay.
So yes, there's two S's in a row, cats and then safeatHome.org. And you can find out everything that we can offer on catios, on adventure cats, which would be backpacking or strollers or harnesses, you know, just outdoors time with your kitty when they're not just free roaming. Yeah. And then lots of other links and information on how to keep your cats and our local wildlife safe.
You guys are doing great work, and congratulations on 30 years. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we feel really fortunate.
Yeah, that's
definitely
great. Thanks for being on the show, Karen.
Our pleasure. Have a good day.
We've been talking today with Karen Krause, Executive Director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.